For years before Katrina, New Orleanian Jeannie Patterson Tidy lived in the Marigny, Bywater, Carrollton, and Faubourg St. John neighborhoods, all the while restoring and renovating blighted properties. She made quite a name for herself nationally, resulting in invitations from other cities desperate to do the same. The first from the City Fathers in historic Petersburg, Virginia, then Miami's North Beach, and finally San Diego. That's where she and her husband were when Katrina hit.
I just said, I loved the project that I was doing out there, but I just said my heart belongs in New Orleans and I need to go back. And Craig agreed. My husband, I drag him around. I don't know how he puts up with me. But it was really both of us. We both decided we would.
Jeannie and her husband returned to Lakeview and became part of a tight group of returnees doing such basic things as painting street signs so the contractors could find where they were supposed to work. But Jeannie always had her own project in mind, one she had started in San Diego.
I wanted to do this art box program, which takes these ugly utility boxes that are on the neutral grounds that are graffiti magnets, and people love to put those horrible stickers all over them as well, and turn them into works of art.
It took quite a while to get even a tacit approval to move ahead, for the boxes in question are owned by the City of New Orleans.
There are over 400 utility boxes, and these are the signal light utility boxes. So everybody who's sitting at a red light, those are the boxes on the neutral ground that you see. And almost every single one of them, every one of them was graffitied when we started. Not one of them didn't have stickers and graffiti all over them. And not one has been graffitied since the artist did them.
Working through the Arts Council of New Orleans and in conjunction with neighborhood associations that must be consulted, each chosen artist received a small cash stipend, as well as the paint needed to put their designs on boxes cleaned and primed by volunteers.
I love them. Everybody asked me which one I love the best. I said, I don't know. They're all so good. I think one of the biggest challenge one was this artist who had to do the one under the interstate where the 610 I-10 is at Canal Boulevard. And she painted it with the perspective of the interstate above it. And it's just an amazing thing. And she has a white alligator on there, which I really like. So that was kind of her signature. But I think they're all very different and they're all really great works of art. And I think it's nice to be able to drive around and see them.
Jeannie has helped raise the funds for more than the 30 boxes already painted. But she's not stopping there. I mean, there are 400 of these eyesores.
If you want to get in touch with the project and want this project in your neighborhood, we will work with you to find the best way of doing this project and moving it forward, whether it's helping you fundraise to get them done, to helping you figure out what types of boxes, whether you want to do a camouflage style or flowers or whatever type of vision you have for the boxes, we can implement that. We have the artists now ready and going, and any artist out there too should contact us and get in line. I do know that we are going to have a lot more boxes to paint in the future. You know, I feel very, very sure of that.
To contact Jeannie directly, go online to cvunola.org. For more information and to see some pictures of the already finished boxes, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.